Thank you for sticking around till the bitter end. I shortened my title to remove the final moral. So today I'll be talking about the power of a partner's love, and in particular, I'll be presenting some findings that suggest that a partner's love may be a really important factor to consider when we are looking at relationship level predictors of condom use. So I have no relationships to disclose. And a little background that both informed and kind of inspired this work. Let's start with romantic love. People's attitudes and beliefs about romantic love, a lot of social science theories of romantic love, kind of break it down into three primary components. So this idea of intimacy, psychological closeness between partners, a feeling of connectedness between partners. Of course, sexual desire, passion is a key component of romantic love. And feeling that one can trust their partner, that their partner can trust them, at least some degree of expectation of a commitment to each other and the relationship, together all comprise this idea of romantic love. And if we contrast that with a lot of the commonly held attitudes and beliefs about condoms, that they represent this both mental and physical barrier between partners, potentially reducing feelings of intimacy, one of the most common reasons cited for not using condoms is I'm in the middle of this awesome romantic relationship and, you know, the heat of the moment, and I'm not going to ruin that moment by stopping to put on a condom. And at least when we're talking about the use of condoms as a means of reducing STI transmission, condoms are very strongly associated with feelings of mistrust. So I don't need to use a condom because I trust my partner that they're safe, and they're therefore unnecessary. So when we, given these contrasting attitudes and beliefs we have about love and condoms, it's not surprising that very often in the literature we see these pretty strong relationships suggesting that as the seriousness of a relationship increases, both with regards to the duration, but also other ways in which relationships get more serious, so expectations of monogamy, expectations of a long-term commitment, the relationship serious reduces the likelihood of using condoms, and also feelings of love and intimacy reduce condom use. So the more I feel like I love my partner, the less likely I am to use a condom in those sexual encounters. And the sawtooth hypothesis really just articulates that, you know, condom use is the highest at the beginning of a relationship, it declines with relationship duration, and then it'll start up again upon beginning a new relationship. So we know that how much I love my partner and how serious I perceive the relationship to be reduces condom use. But relationships involve two people. So are there factors, are these patterns the same regardless of my partner's involvement in the relationship and how my partner feels about the relationship? And it was really this lack scarcity in the literature that examined this particular area that inspired the research question underlying this study. So we were interested in determining whether perceptions of a partner's love moderate this consistent negative relation between both the seriousness of relationships and one's own love and condom use. And to address this research question, we also use the Wave 3 of the Ad Health study, and Dr. Malcolm provided a fabulous overview of kind of the underlying logistics, so I will not bore you with repeating them. Suffice it to say, we used the relationships in detail subsample, so a subsample of participants provided more detailed information about a current or a recent relationship. And, of course, use the sampling weights recommended to provide population average models. So we had about 3,100 participants who had complete data on all of our predictors and outcomes of interest. We just used heterosexual or opposite sex relationships for these analyses. Mean age was about 22, and it was a pretty good 50-50 split with gender. So just to take a look at a few of our key measures here. Participants self-reported their relationship status using a number of categories. Within this broad casual definition, there was non-exclusive dating, occasional dating, sex only. We collapsed that into a casual relationship category because they did not differ in their condom use significantly or on any other measures. Participants responded to two questions that assessed feelings of love in the relationship. They were asked how much they loved their partner, and they were asked how much they think their partner loves them. Both used a four-point scale from not at all to a lot. Use of contraceptives at last sex was assessed. For this study, we specifically controlled for birth control pill use at last sex. And our primary outcome of interest was condom use at last sex. So participants were asked what contraceptives they used the last time they had vaginal intercourse. And actually, there was a double check for condom use. So for folks who didn't indicate using a condom the first time it was asked, they were actually re-asked so that everyone was coded correctly. So if we look at some of the main effect predictors of condom use, we see that, as expected, condom use decreases slightly with age. Males compared to females were more likely to have used a condom at last sex. Overall, the more casual a relationship was, the greater odds of using a condom, and we see that regardless of the comparison category. And as expected, as love for one's partner, as well as one's perceptions of how much a partner loves them increases, the odds of using a condom decreased. And I'll just note that while these two love variables were, as expected, highly related, love for one's partner only predicted about 50% of the variance in partner's love. So there was a little bit of diversity there. So our main question was, do perceptions of our partner's love moderate the effect of relationship status and one's own love? So we mean-centered the key variables, entered them in the last block of the regression models, and sure enough, all of the interaction terms were statistically significant, suggesting that, yes, a partner's love does moderate these other relationship-level variables. And more specifically, if we look at relationship status here, we see that as relationship seriousness increases, the probability of using a condom shows the steepest declines among those who perceive their partner to love them a lot, the gray line down at the bottom there. And we see a slight decline among participants who report that their partners love them a little or somewhat. And among participants who report that their partners don't love them at all, there's actually a slight increase in the probability of using a condom as we go from casual to serious along the relationship continuum. And another thing that I thought was particularly interesting is among married folks, you know, the people we would expect to show the lowest rates of condom use, even those rates don't decline markedly unless we perceive our partner to love us a lot. And the same pattern is found if we look at the relationship between our own love and the probability of using a condom. We see the steepest declines among participants who report their partner loves them a lot, slightly lower decline among those who report their partner loves them a little or somewhat, and a non-significant decline among participants who report that their partner doesn't love them at all. And one thing that I'll mention is we did run three-way interactions with gender for both of these findings, and they were not significant, suggesting that these patterns are consistent across the genders. So in conclusion, these findings suggest that perceptions of a partner's love is an important factor to consider when we're studying the relation between love, relationship status, and condom use. And while these were intended to be rather exploratory analyses, we can start to hypothesize reasons why that might be the case. So we know that people have optimistic biases about their partners, illusions of safety, you know, I don't have to use a condom because my partner is safe. These illusions and biases serve to both justify our past behavior and not using a condom and also motivate future non-use of condoms. So perhaps what we're really getting at with these things is these perceptions of how much our partner loves us are reflective of how much we trust our partner and how much they might be worthy of that trust and feelings of safety within our relationship. Or perhaps it's really just a more cumulative thing. So the greatest declines in condom use are when both partners love each other a lot, and condom use is highest when partners don't love each other, report not loving each other at all. So just at this point, kind of hypothesizing some of the mechanisms that might be underlying these findings. But when we think about it as public health professionals, you know, let's take a step back here and think about how we tend to communicate why condom use is important. You know, like, you cannot rely on trusting your partner. You must protect yourself from all of those crazy STIs out there, right? So perhaps one thing that might be a little bit more effective is really reinforcing the facets of condom use that might be consistent with people's relationship goals. You know, we know healthy relationships are important for healthy sexual relationships. So reassociating condom use with pleasure and eroticism and those other facets might be a useful future approach for intervention and prevention, especially when we're talking about disease prevention. You know, once pregnancy prevention is no longer an issue because of other contraceptives, you know, what do we do to address the STI and disease risk? So, of course, lots of future directions, you know, for this research. A few things that I think might be really interesting for future research is teasing apart the differences between perceptions of how much our partners love us and objective reality, the extent to which those are associated and the extent to which they both predict condom use. And given the different facets of love and one potential explanation for these findings being trust, teasing apart the different facets of love and what one specifically might be underlying these findings. Thank you. So the ad health, as Dr. Malcolm pointed out, the way in which they identified relationships for this relationships in detail thing was a little bit convoluted and complicated. So we, for a few reasons, we restricted our analyses to opposite sex relationships because it seemed to be a little bit cleaner. The sample sizes for some of the other populations just weren't big enough to really explore. In preliminary analyses, I did look at some of those kind of expected predictors. Nothing was significant enough, and the ends weren't significant enough for folks who did report on things like STI diagnosis to really draw some, yeah, strong conclusions. Yeah, I know the married population in general was kind of interesting. They did report loving each other not as much as people in serious relationships, which isn't that surprising based on other literature. As a newlywed, I will say that so far, you know, but the married sample was still, the average age was only 22. So I'm not sure if we can extrapolate from this married sample to all married people in the general population. It might be something about just being very young and married.
Did you guys include anything about parenthood? Like,
No, not in this one. Not in this one. Not in these analyses. They just weren't of primary interest for us.